Yes, it's that time of the week where we talk all things gardening, and I'm joined by Judy Sharp today. Hi, Judy.
Hello. How are you today, Amanda?
I'm wonderful for a Monday. How about you?
Oh, I'm not going to complain.
Not going to complain. We're alive. That's the main thing.
That's the main thing, dear. Alive and fit and well.
Fit and well. Yep. So today, what are we going to talk about?
Well, I thought we might talk about all the lovely natives that are around in August.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how they flower at this month. And then we might talk about some roses needing help. And then I want to talk about all the emerging bugs.
Oh, because the bugs are going to start coming out with the warmer weather.
They sure are. So, yeah, we've got plenty to talk about.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Bugs, something to look forward to. we're just waiting to find out what's happening, who's on our line. But in the meantime, do you want to talk about natives, Judy? Oh, hang on. It helps if I turn the mic on. There you go.
Good. Would I like to talk about natives? Yes, thank you, Amanda, because
excellent.
Here we are at the university. In Native City, I always call it.
Yes.
It's so beautiful out here at the moment. All the grevilleas are coming into flower. It's worth, you know, just a walk around here at the moment. Absolutely beautiful. So the grevilleas are coming into flower and the native wattles are, which there are, of course, there are a lot here at the uni. The grevilleas are coming into flower, which are absolutely great colour. And at the end of winter, You would have seen when you're driving around, they're everywhere in Newcastle, the real long, tall stems, and at the top they have a red lily on. You often see them on the highway when you're driving around.
Mm.
Now you've got to keep your eye out.
I will.
Got to keep your eye out. Well, they're called Gymer lilies, and they're really great to plant in your own garden. In a large garden, you need a big space, and surrounded by kangaroo paws. Now, I just noticed when I'm driving around, so they're out in flower as well as all the other natives that are starting to flower.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
All right, well, we'll continue talking about that. But in the meantime, we've got Stephen from Maitland on the line. Hi, Stephen, you want to talk about roses?
Good afternoon, ladies. Yes, Judy, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, anytime. Stephen, how are you going?
Not too bad. Not too beautiful start of the day, a big fog and beautiful day at Maitland.
Oh, is it? We've had a bit of a lot of cloud.
Yeah,
here
a bit
today.
Of rain.
No,
so
beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, enjoy it while you can.
Yeah.
I do.
What can I help you with your roses, Stephen?
Right. I took the old ones out and put new ones in. I kept the old ones and cut some cuttings and things like that. So the new ones are 12 months old, ready to have their first prune. Now, I don't want them to grow up real tall. I want them to stay short. So if I prune always outside bud, blah, blah, blah. And when I cut the bloom to bring inside, how much of that fresh growth can I cut? Because does that mean I'm going to keep it short if I do?
Stephen, can you give me an idea what kind of roses they are?
Well, I've got a Pope John Paul and things like that.
Oh, that's a beautiful rose.
Yes.
Oh, lovely.
A profuse flower.
Yeah, it is. Really, really good. Look, I don't think it can go wrong, Stephen. That's a pretty tough rose. You know, I think, do you prune above the eye?
Yes, yes.
Oh, you do? Oh, you know your roses. I don't have to tell you anything.
Well, I'm not the best, but I'm an old farmer and I like to fiddle around with my roses.
Oh, they're wonderful, aren't they? But now tell me, Stephen, have you had frost up there at Maitland?
We've had a couple of little ones compared to normal. No, I would say no. Now.
So do you think it's over, Stephen?
Yes.
Right, okay. So you're about to prune?
Yes.
Right, because here in Newcastle, I prune mine in July, which is a lot different. Yeah,
right.
In July, because we don't get frost. And mine are budding up.
Mm.
Yeah, so now what do you do after you prune? Do you hit them with fertiliser of any kind?
I put cow manure and rose feed and a little bit of mulch out a circle around where hopefully the root structure is.
Right.
But years ago we used to, paint them with something. You don't do that anymore?
No, not unless you've got scale or something on them.
No, they're clean beds.
Yeah, no, don't worry about that. But when you said cow, you see, I always use poultry because, you use cow though because that's acidic and roses do like alkaline.
I thought they liked the cow, but I can soon swing over. I've got some dolomite here in pellets.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, excellent.
And the feed I just use, I bought a big drum of rose feed years ago, and I just get a dipper around each one.
Yep, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But you know, you wait 3 weeks before you use your rose food. You know, yes. I think you know what you're doing anyway, Stephen.
I'm trying.
Well, you can give me lessons, I'm sure.
I don't know about that, Judy. I did a heap of strikes last year, and I might have got 4 out of 20, but I'm just going to fiddle a bit closer this year. I use a honey and then the striking mix, and then in the potting mix. Should I put, you know, the foam that you chop up, the white stuff, should I put that in the actual mix I'm going to do for potting roses?
No, I don't think so, Stephen.
No.
No, just go ahead as you've been doing. But my father-in-law, when he was alive, he pruned everyone's roses in Mayfield. He didn't charge them, but he did so many cuttings, and that's how I learnt to look after roses.
Yeah.
So he just, you know, he just struck them in his garden when he came home, and didn't have any problems at all, but I never saw him using any white stuff.
No. Okay. No. More the mature rose. We used to paint them with white, like a lime or something.
Yeah, it would have been lime, yeah. Would have been. But I think today there's so many products on the market that you can use.
Yes.
I think you're right. You know what you're doing.
I keep them sprayed for aphids when they're in flower and the leaves. Watch me leaves, they don't get wet with the mildew on them. So I try to look after them the best I can.
Okay. Now, Stephen, if you're ever in the area and you've got roses that you don't want, you can bring Amanda and I a lovely bunch in.
I'd love to do
Stephen.
And I'll do that one day.
Thank you, Stephen.
I can't guarantee I'll keep them alive, but Judy can.
No, I mean cut ones.
Stephen.
Give us some value for the work we put into them.
Definitely.
Thank you so much,
thank
Stephen.
Thank you, ladies.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hi, James.
Hello, James.
Hello.
What can I help you with?
A confetti bush. It's starting to look a bit scraggy. When's the best time to trim it back?
Well, it would be a bit scraggy because of the, you know, it doesn't like the winter very much.
No.
James, have you ever grown them before?
Oh, I've had this one for a while, but it's just starting to shoot everywhere else now.
Yeah, right. Okay, look, I think we're over the worst of it. But I have a confession to make. I used to play golf at Merriweather Golf Course, and they had confetti bushes there, and its botanical name is Brainia, which you probably know. And guess what I wanted to do? When I passed, I wanted to be planted underneath them. It's a beautiful shrub, James, isn't it?
It is.
Really. I have to explain to Amanda.
I'm looking at a picture of it. I just Googled it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's very pretty.
Yeah, white and pink leaves. You see a lot of them around Hamilton.
And do they call them confetti bushes because they drop like confetti? Like the
flowers? No. I think it's just the shape and the colour because pink and white.
Okay, that makes sense.
Little round leaves, lovely. Very nice, James. Look, I give you permission to go ahead and prune now. I think you'll be safe, dear.
Would cut it right back or?
Oh, maybe not right back. You don't want to lose it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just why don't you do it gradually?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But do you give it some feed when you prune it?
I haven't been, no.
Right, okay. Well, I really always try a little bit of Flourish when I prune. It's just a liquid one. Yeah, it's called Flourish.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you might get that might stimulate it a little bit after you attack it.
Oh, yeah. It's getting a bit scraggy now.
Yeah, look, I think you'll be fine. Hopefully we're on the rise now. We're over it all, I think, the cold weather.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, James, can you do us a favour?
Yeah.
After you treat it and it's shooting on, give us a ring back and let us know how good you were.
Righto, thank you very much.
Thanks, James.
Thanks,
good luck.
James. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, Eleanor. Where are you ringing from, dear?
I'm ringing from Greenlands, which is via Singleton.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so kidney weed, which I absolutely love, but it's got sort of weed growing in amongst it. You know that horrible one with a leaf shaped like a marshmallow plant, but it's only one that creeps along the ground.
Oh, yes, that's a pest,
isn't it? And I want to get rid of it, but
yeah.
I'm scared to spray because I guess kidney weed's like a broadleaf, and so is that.
Yeah.
I don't know what I could use. Well, do you have any ideas?
Yes, of course. I'll try to. I call that dichondra.
Yeah, it is dichondra.
It is dichondra. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. As long as I'm dealing with the right thing, I don't want to...
Yeah, no, you are.
Okay, rightio. Look, I think we better go to something really special because, yeah, it is a broadleaf as well as the other plant, the weed you're talking about. Look, there is a product called David Gray's, and that's a systemic. So you can actually... you know, shake it around underneath the roots, and I'm pretty sure it won't hurt the dichondra.
Okay.
Because it's used a lot for lily pillies that get psyllid on them.
Okay.
Yeah, so maybe could you do a little test with it?
Okay, then. Yeah, I'll try that.
Yeah, so it's David Gray's systemic.
David Gray's, yeah.
David Gray's systemic. And then you're not actually spraying it. You'll just shake it around underneath the plant.
Like a pellet, is it?
Yeah. Okay, so let's give that a go and ring me back. But just do a test first, will you? I'd hate to you lose your dichondra. That'd be awful.
Yeah, well, it's only growing all by itself, but I just love it.
Yeah. It's so pretty. It's really pretty.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. But have you got a green one or a silver one?
I've got a green. I have... this is on the ground. I've tried the silver, but I keep losing it. I don't know why.
Oh, right, okay. Maybe you would get frost up there, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, no, but I've had it in a pot.
Oh, right.
Cover, and I just, it sort of seems to need a lot of water.
Yes, so they
might
do,
giving it enough,
Yeah, that could be the problem, I suppose. But, okay, let's try the
David Gray's.
It's in a white... like a white, and it's got red writing on it. You'll find it easily.
Okay, Lynn. Thanks for that.
Okay, let us know how you go, but please do a test first.
I will.
Okay. Thanks, Eleanor. Lynn. Bye.
Bye. Okay.
Eleanor, sorry.
That's all right. I'm saying that's all right. It's not my name that you messed up.
Thank you. Just smack me across the wrist, will you, Amanda? Give me a smack.
Oh, we've got Kate from Cessnock on the line. Hi, Kate. How can we help you?
Hello, Kate.
Yeah, I've got a dwarf mandarin tree and it's about 2 years old. It's had no fruit, but it's only got like a little white flower on it and it doesn't have many leaves. Is that normal?
A mandarin tree with no leaves.
Yeah, it's got a couple green ones. It had heaps when I first bought it, but it's sort of there fading away and it's getting a bit barky, the stems.
Okay, tell me, so I know you'd get frost up there, so is it planted out in the open?
It is.
Okay, so when did you plant it? Was a little baby when you planted it?
No, it would have been about a metre high.
Right, okay, so it was a grafted one?
Yes.
Oh, right, okay. But you've planted it out in the sun?
Yes, it gets the full sun.
Gets the full sun, but also it might have got a bit of frostburn too.
Yeah, it could have.
Yeah, it could have. Look, so I think it's time now just to feed it up.
Right.
Have you planted it in the ground, Kate?
Yeah.
You have. Okay, so it's time to go out and don't go too close to the trunk. You've got to go out to what we call the drip line and give it some poultry manure.
Yeah.
You wet the ground first and then 3 weeks later give it a little bit of citrus food.
Okay,
And, you know, the same procedure, you wet the ground first and you go out not close to the trunk. So I think it might be time to give it a bit of feed up, don't you?
Yeah.
That could be the problem.
And the white flowers, are they normal?
Yeah, that's probably getting fruit.
Oh, good. I've never had one before, so I don't know.
No. That would probably be preparing to fruit.
Awesome.
So you're not, you're probably doing the right thing up there, Kate.
Yep. Okay.
Good
Thanks
luck.
Very much.
Give us a ring back and let us know if we were successful.
I will. Well, I'll try all that. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Kate.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Now we've got Diane's back from Adamstown. Hi, Diane. You there?
Hi.
Hello, yes. Diane. What do we do? Hello. Do we cut you off or something, did we?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but...
Oh, no sound.
It cut off. What I wanted to ask you, Judy, I've got a lime tree and I've had it for probably 4 years, 5 years. It's a healthy tree, but I never get limes. I get flowers. It's getting flowers now, but I never get... They all either drop off or I don't know. I've tried putting netting around it, thinking something's eating it. I've never seen any scat or anything on the ground. And I don't know. Do lime trees take a few years before they actually fruit?
No, probably you would have bought a graft, I think, Diane.
Yes.
And they're generally grafted and they should fruit pretty quickly. Look, I've got one I only planted 12 months ago and it's being very naughty. It doesn't want to cooperate in any way. But I've got the little white flowers on too.
Yes.
But I do, what I think mine's looking for, and it could be the case with yours, I think mine's looking for a fertiliser.
Well, I've not long fertilised it with some citrus to begin with. I gave it some blood and bone for a little while, and then a couple of weeks I gave it citrus food.
Right.
My lemon and my mandarine, they all are fine, but... My husband's at the stage he's going to rip the tree out and a healthy tree.
Oh, no.
He said, I'm sick of it. He said, you spend a fortune on it and we never get anything off it.
Is it growing in the sun, Diane?
It's in probably half. It's in the corner of my garden.
Right.
It doesn't have anything hanging over it. But because of it has camellia tree hedge around it, that might shelter it a bit from the sun, part of it, but it does get mostly, you know, good sun.
Right. Yeah, look, if you're getting the flowers on, it should, you know, you should end up getting fruit. But mine was only young, and I think it's taken till this year now to start really operating better, doing the right thing, yeah.
I thought perhaps I might have a possum that's coming in and eating all the flowers off it.
Oh, well, if you've got a lot of trees around and shrubs, it could be.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I just thought I mightn't be doing the right thing, but I think what I'm doing, my other citrus are fine.
Yeah,
but
so the lime
one,
should
I
be.
I never get a lime off it.
No, well, you should be, particularly if it was grafted, which sounds like it was.
Yes.
Yeah, but mine is just being very naughty. I don't know why, but mine's in a bed where no possums or anything could get it. It's just not functioning properly. So I've given it fertiliser, but I'm about to give it some sudden impact for roses.
Oh, right.
Now, don't hesitate on that because you know why you use it. Roses like alkaline soil and so do limes.
Right.
So if you can get a little container of sudden impact... And let's try that on it because that's what mine's going to get. I'm going to throw it on mine.
Okay. It's a lovely little tree and you know, it's and everything, but just never gets, every time I go to the greengrocer and you see limes at, you know, $2 or $3 each, I think, I've got the tree, but I'm not getting the limes.
But you haven't got a leaf miner on your leaves, have you?
No, I don't think.
Okay,
sometimes
right.
I get the curly leaf, which spray with oil.
Yeah.
But no, I can't see that there's a problem why I'm not getting any fruit.
Yeah,
when I get the flowers, and sometimes it's covered with flowers in spring, but I don't get any fruit.
Okay, well, let's try the sudden impact.
I shall.
Okay, good luck with it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Diane. Bye. This is Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. We've got Michelle from Tenambit on the line. Hi, Michelle. You want to talk about roses?
Hello, Michelle. How are you today?
I'm not too bad. Excuse my voice. It decided it doesn't want to play today, but have an important question to ask you.
Okay, please, fire away.
So my mum had for years planted standardised roses in her front garden, and she passed away almost 3 years ago. And in the last 3 months, I have taken two of the roses and put them in pots here at sunny Tenambit.
but they are just not thriving at all. I have tried to cut them back to greenery. They're looking quite brown. And then my brother took two also up to near Kempsey Way. Once he put them in the ground, one of them's thriving for him and the other one not so.
Right. Okay, Michelle, can I ask when you dug the roses out?
When I did take them, dug
yes.
them out?
Yes.
I think it was around 3 months ago.
3 months ago. So that was at the beginning of winter, wasn't it?
Possibly. Sorry, I can't recall.
Yeah, I think that could be the problem, yeah.
Well, towards the end of autumn.
Yeah. End of autumn. So we're going into winter and they're probably mm-hmm. just not happy that you did that then.
Right. So you even have a specific time frame.
Yeah, it's a time frame. All you can do is cut them back and try and cut back to not where the brown is, so to see if you can find some green
mm-hmm.
and maybe give them a little bit of some fertiliser. Have you got any mm-hmm. fertiliser?
Mm, I do. I do have like rose food as well.
That can be a bit hard.
Okay.
Could you manage to get some sudden impact? That's a slow relief.
Yes.
Sudden impact for roses. You'll find that very easy. And just give it a very small dose. Try, cutting them back and giving them little small doses of that every now and then and mm-hmm. perhaps tell your brother to try the same thing.
Okay. Yep, will do.
Good luck with that, Michelle. I think you've jumped the gun a bit early, that's all.
Oh, I'll blame that on my sister. She told me to hurry up and get them.
Oh, did she? I hope she's listening.
She is. She'll be texting me very, very shortly.
Yeah.
Okay, good luck with it, Michelle.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
Bye. Now, Judy, you wanted to talk about roses today. A bit more. Have you spoken enough about them or you want to continue?
Oh, no. I think I might have, we did say to some of the listeners, if you prune them 3 weeks ago, they'll now need a handful of rose food.
Mm-hmm.
When we prune them, of course, Amanda, you would have done yours and given them poultry manure.
I would have. And I've written, well, if I had roses, I would have. But I do know now because I've written it down, poultry for roses.
So that was 3 weeks ago when we pruned the roses. So now you need to just put a handful of rose food around. It's safe now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't put it around when you prune them because it can burn.
Right.
So it's safe now to do it. But look, it's actually time to keep an eye out for emerging bugs.
What sort of bugs are we talking?
Oh, I've got a long list. Is that all right?
Go for it.
Here's my list. Right, okay. Now, citrus leaf miner. And now what you use for that is Confidol.
Okay.
Okay. And if you get stink bugs, and you know what they are.
They've got like a flat back, don't
they?
Yeah,
they have. And they'll be out trying to get on the citrus trees now. And if you get stink bugs, you spray with Carbaryl or Confidol.
Spray the bugs, not the plant, or spray the plant?
No, you have to spray the plant and
with the bugs all together.
And they're nasty little things because they'll sting you if you're not careful.
Right.
Yeah. And so then we go to our lily pillies because we were talking about natives a bit earlier then.
Yep.
And lily pillies get something called psyllid. It's a little lump on the leaves. So you use David Gray systemic spray.
Okay.
Right? I know. Is this too much all at once?
You can see my eyes glaze over. No, look, for the people that have got the plants, they're listening and understand what you're talking about.
Okay, so scale and sooty mould, which we need to do now, to spray with malathion and white oil, that deters the ants. Now, also, too, gentlemen that love their lawns, they'll be looking now to spray for bindi and clover. Now, the one to use is, which is safe on buffalo. This is all for the gentlemen, probably the lady.
Oh, some ladies that like to mow.
Okay, right, yeah. So what you need to use is DART or multi-turf because that's safe on buffalo. So it's a good product to use if you've got bindi and clover.
Right.
Okay. Next week people can ring in and double check.
Right.
Yeah.
And so when you're saying buffalo, that's the grass. What sort of other grasses, you know, are affected by bugs?
All lawns.
All lawns?
Yeah.
All lawns is buffalo.
No. We've got to name all the lawns now.
Oh.
Cooch, buffalo. Any grass. Let's call it any grass,
all
shall
right.
we? Yes. Yeah. So if you're seeing bindi or clover in your lawn, a good product is dart or multi-turf.
Okay. Well, I hope my neighbours are listening across the road because there's a lot of clover going on there.
Is there? Well, actually, my younger son, Simon, who does garden advice, he has been using dart and multi-turf.
Okay.
So that's how I found out about it.
Well, there you go.
But he hasn't used it on my lawn, trust you.
Oh, well, tell him to come over. Thank you very much, Judy. It's been a wonderful day of gardening talk back.
And
we'll catch
Amanda.
You next week. Gardening Talk Back on 2NURFM.